One of the most popular disc jockeys in the history of American radio has died.
We got music power for you from now to 7 on your Dan Ingram Shambles.
For more than 20 years, Dan Ingram was one of the top DJs on New York City's WABC. Ingram's career spanned 5 decades at stations across the country. He died Sunday at his home in Florida at the age of 83. John Kalish has our appreciation.
Dan Ingram's father was a professional musician, and tagging along to radio studios ignited the boy's interest in the medium, as he told college radio station WHPC in 1965.
When I was 13, a guy named Freddie Robbins, who was on WOV, was having an on-the-air disc jockey contest, and you could get on the air for 15 minutes if you were a finalist. And I was a finalist, and of course I lost the contest.
But he kept trying. After landing jobs in Dallas and St. Louis, he became the afternoon man at WABC.
You!
We!
WABC!
Go, radio!
Part of the station's stable of high-octane jocks, Ingram became known for his wisecracks, spoofing song titles, and ridiculing both artists and sponsors, like this one for frozen vegetables.
All you do is drop the plastic pouch into boiling water, as directed, and presto! You've got a bunch of plastic on your pot.
I don't think anybody ever executed the format better or was more entertaining than Dan Ingram.
That's Alan Sniffen, who runs the fan website musicradio77.com.
He was funny. He could make you laugh over a 5-second record intro.
Ingram mastered the talk-up, talking over the intro to a song, ending right before the vocals.
And once again, stepping into the spotlight. Oh! Hot, isn't it? Frank Sinatra to sing Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the Night.
Dan Ingram wholeheartedly embraced one of radio's golden rules. When you're talking to the audience, do it like you're talking to one person. In an interview at the Paley Center for Media in 2001, he choked up when he acknowledged his audience.
If you weren't here, if you didn't listen, I wouldn't be either. And I just want to say thank you.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
Oh, I love you all. Let's start off at number 12 this week at WABC. It's called Dirty Water, to Stand Down.
I'll tell you a story.
And their sister, Limpid Pools.
I'm going to tell you about my